want me to give you a countdown?
No, it's just, it's recording already.
So you want me to count you in or no?
No.
You're just going to go, just go for it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go for it.
Without the clapper or any of the normal stuff we do.
Any of the normal stuff we do.
Oh, gosh. All right. You want to change the whole format, but okay.
Hello, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 1, or the 32nd episode of Filling in the Blanks, a movie review podcast with my father. I'm your host, Em, and this is my dad. Dad, say hi.
Hi.
That's Ned. So this podcast is all about watching a movie and trying to remember it to give you guys our review. And this time we're shaking it up a little bit. I'm not in the living room, but Ned is. So our usual question is, are you in the living room on the couch laying down?
You can't prove it.
I can't prove it because I can't see you.
Right.
Yeah.
Why can't you see me?
Because I'm in another location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're doing this over the World Wide Web?
Yeah. The power of the internet.
This intranet is so interesting.
It is. Yeah. So this is the second season. Who would have thought we'd be here, right?
That's crazy. We got renewed.
Yeah. So do you think I should call these episodes, like I said, I gave two options in my intro. I said season 2, episode 1, or the 32nd episode. Which one do you prefer?
I like a combination of the both.
You think I just should say that every time?
Yeah.
Cool. Then I'll do it. We'll do a little combination. So why don't you tell us what movie we watched for this new season? First episode for a new season.
Top Gun Maverick.
Woo! Top Gun Maverick. Woo-hoo. 2022. We did see this movie in theaters, and I will read through our little summary, and then we'll get right into it.
Awesome.
Top Gun Maverick. After more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Maverick Mitchell is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him. Training a detachment of graduates for a special assignment, Maverick must confront the ghosts of his past and his deepest fears, culminating in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice for those who choose to fly it. That's it.
That's pretty dramatic.
That's a pretty dramatic summary. Honestly, we've read quite a few film summaries, and I feel like that's a pretty good one. It matches the vibe of the movie, which is just so dramatic for it, almost not a lot of reason.
True.
Yeah. I'll kind of get into a little bit of what I mean. Like, the first scene of Top Gun Maverick is just this, like, anxious, like, edge of your seat introduction to the film, and all of the anxiety really is all around Tom Cruise pushing like a joystick a little bit further because he's mm-hmm. speeding up. So
Mach 10.
Yeah, Mach 10. Point so one. Yeah, this I feel like this is a pretty good summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for our review, we always try to cover important categories. So plot, writing, acting, visual, sounds, and we'll try to go through those one by one. But we always start with the very first question. Will you spoil?
It doesn't matter. Anybody who watched this movie or didn't watch it knows how it ends.
Yeah, I think there's not really a lot to spoil, but no. I do encourage people, like, if they would like to go see it in theaters, go see it in theaters. It's a classic, like, summer blockbuster theater experience. A lot of people told me about this movie specifically, and they specifically said to watch it in IMAX, but it's out of a lot of IMAX theaters. But a lot of the fuel for people wanting to see this movie is because the original Top Gun. So, Dad, what do you like the original Top Gun?
Yeah, the original was great.
Yeah, 1986, so this is more than 30 years after the original movie came out, which is a pretty big gap between original and sequel. And this film. We'll get.
The question is why?
You know, I think that's always a really good question. I kind of chalk it up to Hollywood's love for revivals and intellectual property.
Yeah, but why did it take this long?
I heard that Tony Scott, the original director, was actually thinking of it and working on something right before he passed away.
But did he hold the rights to the movie?
No, and there's actually a whole debate about rights to Top Gun, because Top Gun is actually in reference to, it was based off of an article that was in a California magazine in 1986, or the year before. And it was an article about pilots and the life called Top Guns.
Right.
And so this Top Gun Maverick actually got sued by the family of the writers of the original article, saying that this movie was technically outside of their rights.
Hmm. I think they'll lose that.
Yeah. I heard about this lawsuit back in May, and I haven't heard anything since, so I'm guessing
they lost.
But yeah, I think it's a good question about rights. I think that ultimately it's probably Paramount Pictures who made the original Top Gun.
Yeah, the original was so successful, and you know, the way Hollywood is, they love to squeeze every bit of juice out of a project. So it's just surprising me that it wasn't made sooner.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. And I think a lot of the draw of this movie, like, is the nostalgia of it, of like, remember this in the original, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, except they didn't invite what's her name back.
Yeah, that's, I have a note on that. They didn't invite Kelly McGillis back. The only two people from the original Top Gun in this movie are Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer.
That is the only two?
That's the only two.
Interesting.
But yeah, Top Gun was a pretty iconic 80s film with the Kenny Loggins soundtrack, Highway to the Danger Zone. Mm-hmm. It was known by a lot of people as, like, you know, a very iconic summer blockbuster action film.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also gotten the negative criticism about Top Gun is mainly around the fact that it has come across as a propaganda film to a lot of people.
That's
because it was made with approval and working closely with the U.S. Navy. And
because it's about U.S. Navy's pilots.
I mean, it was made with collaboration with the Department of Defense. A lot of movies are made with collaboration and Department of Defense. I think a lot of I think that might be surprising to a lot of people, that a lot of movies have to run through checks and balances to make sure they're not portraying the military in a negative light.
Right.
But this movie, 1986 Top Gun, did increase military recruitment by 400%, which is why people might look at it as propaganda film.
That's silly.
I think it was, you know, it definitely glamorized pilots. I think there's probably some people who...
But any movie like this will glamorize whatever the subject is, you know, be it a rock and roll movie.
No, I know, I totally agree. I think that there are some people who definitely signed up for the military after it and was like, well, this is not like the movie. But I don't think it's necessarily a bad or good thing. It's kind of just part of the what Top Gun is.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some pretty cool flight maneuvers and stuff. So, you know, the way it's being told is through the plot of U.S. Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the enemies in both the original and this one are unnamed. Like, they don't say, I think the first one, it's hinted that the enemy is Russia. But
I can't remember. Probably
it's vague. It's like Russia is the enemy, or like,
well, this one, the enemy wasn't it? Didn't they say who was?
Said a plutonium plant. They didn't say
where it was.
The enemy seems maybe of Slavic nation, but you know what? I have no idea. I can't recall. But also, maybe you're not supposed to think too deep into it, you know?
Right, right.
Maybe there's just an enemy.
Right.
And, like, that's it.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I think a lot of this is, you know, to our point of talking about writing, plot. I don't know if there's a strong plot or strong writing, but it's an action flick.
Oh, yeah, but so was the first Top Gun, and there was more involved, more human depth to that one. Mm-hmm. This is just a little more shallow and a little more obvious than the first one.
Yeah, like I mentioned, really kind of relying on the nostalgia and the plot trajectory of the first one. But, you know, I don't think that's necessarily a terrible thing. I think our point of visuals, I think the visuals were pretty cool.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah, pilot stuff. And I have some fun facts to share at the end that I pulled from the IMDb. But all of the planes were real. Tom Cruise, his involvement of this movie was predicated on the condition that real aircrafts be used in the sequences, not CGI. So, like, everyone went through flight training.
Yeah.
So there were real flights going on.
But they weren't really flying.
No. A lot of the actors
were flying F-16.
Were flying. Miles Teller had to fly a jet. Yeah. They went through. I think Tom Cruise made like a 3-month training course that everybody had to go through.
I had heard that plane at the end, the one in the hangar, was his plane. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
He owns that plane.
He owns that plane, yeah. Because Tom Cruise is an actual pilot. So I'm not sure if every single one actually, from the trivia, it seemed like everyone was actually flying, or like the main people, but they all had to go through like G-force training to really prepare and for all the shoots. Okay. So it was real, no CGI, and I think that was also one of, there's definitely some moments where I was watching the planes, and I was my jaw was dropped because I was, there was some pretty cool maneuvers done.
Yeah, there were.
By the, like, probably like the stunt pilots.
Yeah, that wasn't just Miles.
Yeah, I don't think the actors were doing some of the crazy moves, but the stunt pilots, whoa, they were, that was cool.
That was good.
So, a little bit about, you know, the director and cast. Director's name is Joseph Kosinski, who actually hasn't done a lot of movies. Wow. He did Tron and Oblivion with Tom Cruise.
The second Tron?
Yeah, the new Tron.
Neutron.
So he only had 9 credits. So I was surprised that he, including Top Gun Maverick. So I was surprised that they gave him such a big movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And of course the movie was dedicated to Tony Scott, the original director.
Right, right.
And the production company was the same, Jerry Bruckheimer.
Right.
I think it was produced by Tom Cruise as well.
Of course.
And so with cast, the only two people who came back were Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer had probably a smaller role because he...
he didn't speak.
Well, he has throat cancer in real life, so he can't speak.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he was sick, but I didn't realize that he can't speak. Wow.
In the movie, he types on the computer and he speaks, but it was actually recreated. His voice was recreated by artificial intelligence.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. Because, Val Kilmer can't speak in real life because of his, he had a surgery for his throat cancer.
Yeah, he did not look great. That's a shame.
I'm glad.
I liked him in The Doors.
Yeah. Iceman.
He was almost a better Jim Morrison than Jim Morrison.
Yeah. I mean, Iceman was my favorite character in the original Top Gun. So.
Yeah, Iceman was pretty cool.
Yeah. But the new people, we have a whole new... whole new group of pilots. The main being,
and they have a lady
and ladies. Woman. The main are Miles Teller and Glenn Powell. Jennifer Connelly is in this one as the love interest, and people like John Hamm are the lieutenants. I guess was his role. The
no,
the higher ups.
John Hamm was a big guy.
Is that not lieutenant?
Admiral or something, or I forget what he was, but no, lieutenant is below captain. Tom Cruise was a captain still.
Oh yeah, so Miles Teller is a lieutenant. John Hamm is vice admiral. Mm. Yeah, you're right.
Vice admiral.
And then Ed Harris was a rear admiral.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Pullman's son was in it, isn't it? As mm-hmm. a lieutenant, as one of the new group. So what'd you think of the cast?
It was a good cast.
Yeah. Any standout performances to you?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Because it was all sort of mushy, you know. I mean, everybody was fine. It was good in what they did. And, you know, the new guy that acted like Iceman, you know, the tough...
Glenn Powell, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was perfectly good as what he was. But, yeah, nobody was...
Yeah.
And I think that was probably Tom Cruise not wanting anyone to outshine himself.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it was no big standouts. Again, I think that might be more to also, like, the plot was very mild. Yeah. Like we mentioned earlier, Kelly McGillis, who played the original love interest, was not asked back. Apparently... she didn't age well enough to be a love interest for Tom Cruise.
I wonder why Meg Ryan didn't come back.
Meg Ryan was not asked to come back because, according to the writer, same with Charlie's character, but this feels kind of like an excuse more than anything. They wanted to keep some characters in the past because the movie, so much of the movie already relies on flashbacks.
Right.
So... the writer said he wanted to leave some characters in the past. I feel like that might oversimplify what was going on of, like, not being asked back because they didn't look good enough. Or I don't think Meg Ryan is doing a lot of acting right now.
Maybe she turned it down.
She could have turned it down. I know she's going to direct a rom-com soon. Like, she's trying to get into directing, so...
Yeah, but you would have thought she was sort of a part important tie-in with Miles' character, you know, would have put it all a little bit, you know, tied up some loose ends.
I agree that, you know, so much of this movie already lives in the past that it probably didn't need another thing, but I love Meg Ryan and I would have loved to see her again in this, so.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, there's a lot of, like, references to the past movie. We watched this in theaters with her family, and my sister did lean over to me. There was a scene where they're all playing a football on the beach shirtless, and she said to me, "What is Top Gun without a shirtless scene where people play sports on the beach?" And she's right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Last time it was volleyball.
Yeah, last time it was volleyball. This time it's football, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But this time they also have women. Diversity win.
But she kept a top on.
Yeah, they had...
Uh-oh.
Who's texting you, Mr. Popular?
Okay, go ahead. Let's keep going.
All right. I mean, we're coming to the end. Do you have any final thoughts on this movie before I get into sharing some fun facts?
My only thought is this is just the second movie we've seen in a theater in... at least 2 years, and the other one being the movie Old.
Mm-hmm.
This was a incredible improvement over that piece of garbage.
Oh, I'm glad.
I just want to throw yeah, you just Old want to throw that out there one more time.
Yeah, I sure continue. I'll talk about my final thoughts about this movie at the end. I actually only have I shared two of the fun facts that I had, but. Two more.
Mm-hmm.
According to Miles Teller, 3 out of the 6 new actors threw up every day on set because they were filming in the Jets.
But Miles Teller didn't throw up?
Well, he didn't expose. He just said 3 of the 6, so that could include him.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah.
But 3 of the 6 new actors threw up every day because they were filming in Jets. So it does seem that they were actually flying or in air.
Yeah.
So intense. I definitely watching some of those shots, watching the planes turn so fast, I was thinking, I wasn't getting motion sickness, but I was thinking if I was in there, I would be throwing up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the second thing is just that this movie is the highest grossing movie of 2022, yeah. But also the highest grossing Tom Cruise movie ever made.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh, that surprises me.
I think the one that it beat out was, what's the one with the aliens? More than even Mission Impossible, but...
One with the aliens?
The aliens invading Earth.
I don't know. With Tom Cruise?
We watched it together.
With Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Was it Risky Business?
It wasn't Risky Business. War of the Worlds.
Oh, War of the Worlds, yeah.
That was that movie made a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, I would think, you know, all of the Mission Impossibles, War of the Worlds, original Top Gun, Risky Business, I would think all of those are pretty big grossers.
Yeah, but Top Gun even more, because also know that it's the highest grossing Memorial Day weekend ever, is this movie.
Wow.
This movie is kind of known for bringing people back to the movie theaters in terms of like the movies that were available, and it outsold Marvel, which of this year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all time, because other Marvel movies are still very high up there, but Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness mm-hmm. was the last Marvel movie of 2022, and that was the highest grossing, and a lot of people just assumed that would continue because Marvel just has that record. But this movie beat it, and that's because it really is bringing back also older crowds to the movies.
Yeah. Well, our theater wasn't that crowded.
It's also been out for quite some time.
Well, it's just like a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, a little bit more. Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I know some people who've seen it multiple times already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have no interest in seeing it more than once.
Well, good to know. That's my fun facts.
Okay, thank you.
So why don't we do our rating? So
first you're supposed to ask me if I fell asleep.
Yeah, I was going to get that. Oh. I was going to say, did you fall asleep?
Nope.
Yeah, we were in a movie theater.
I've fallen asleep.
And it was also the middle of the day.
I've fallen asleep in movie theaters before.
Me too, but it was also the middle of the
and
day.
During old, I tried to kill myself.
I'm sorry.
But no, it was how long was the movie? 2 hours?
I think it was a little over 2 hours. Yeah.
And it did not feel like a 2-hour movie at all. Mm-hmm. The pacing was really good. It kept you, you know, parts kept you on the edge of your seat, and it was a good movie.
So what would you rate it out of 10?
I'd give it a 3.
3 out of 10?
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to give it... I don't really... It's been a while since season 1. I don't remember what I give other movies, so I'm going to have...
Do you want me to pull up the
document? No, I'm going to start new. This is going to be a new season and new numbers for me. So
okay.
I'm going to start this out. I liked the movie. It was fun. It was action-packed. I do not think it was a great movie. I don't think the acting was phenomenal anywhere at all. So I'm mm-hmm. going to give it a solid 7.5.
Yeah. I think I have the exact same reasoning, but mine is a little bit more standard to like my last season's ratings. And that I would give this one a 6.5 because, you know, while I think a lot, like it didn't impact me as much as I think like
no, there was no impact from this movie outside of
but I think it was enjoyable and it was fun, and I recommend
that's why I gave it a 7.5. So 6.5 is like a solid D.
Yeah.
D is not D.
I mean, do you want to convince me to
just
go
saying,
up to 7?
D is not really, you know, a very good grade. Whereas a 7,
okay, well,
7
you want
would
me to...
be a C minus, okay. Which is, you know, acceptable.
All right,
I made it through most of high school with a C minus.
Yeah, okay, so you got me. Okay, I'll go up to 7. Fair. All right, so yeah, that was our our movie. We watched it in theaters. This is kind of a theatrical release only kind of thing. But yeah, any final thoughts?
Yeah, it was good. It was entertaining.
It was good.
And you paid.
Yeah, I did buy your movie ticket. It was for Father's Day. I thought it was a good father-daughter type of movie. Oh, I thought you were going to say a father-son
thing.
We can be father-son if you want.
Okay.
All right, so I think that wraps up the first episode of our brand new season. Thank you all for listening.
You're welcome.
We will see you next time.
All right. Good night.
Bye.